Morning, Jade.
Morning, Kimmy. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. Yourself?
Very well, thanks.
Topsy-turvy round 16.
Was a very topsy-turvy round 16, which kicked off on Thursday with the storm belting the Roosters.
How did that happen? What happened to the Roosters in that game?
Well, it was more to say just how good the Storm are. Look, everyone keeps talking about the Storm and the Panthers, but the Storm's 13 or 14 in a row now, and they're just a machine. They just keep playing so well. Like, on paper, the Roosters didn't look like they had a bad side, but the Storm just kept scoring tries.
Well, I was watching the Roosters run out, and I thought, yep, good-looking team. Way to go. It'll be a nice, close match. Nah.
Yeah, sure. Weir Hargreaves got into the open and wasn't sure where he was going. He had nothing in front of him.
Got a bit confused. Where am I? On the footy field?
What's this open field about?
And a couple of nice close games, the Warriors and the Dragons and the Panthers and the Eels.
Yeah, look, that was great to... I must admit, Friday night was great to watch some footy that was close. You know, the Dragons and the Warriors went into overtime, and that was up to whoever decided to lose that game. I think they won that game. Mm. I think the Warriors decided to lose it.
Okay.
But it was good to see a nice close game. And then Panthers, look, I'm a massive Panther, but I felt sorry for Mitchell Moses. I don't believe that should have been a penalty anyway, so he shouldn't have been in that position, but... for him to miss that goal right at the end made me obviously a very happy Panther.
Yes. And what another belter to the Manly Seagulls. Wow, 66 on the board.
Look, you can't say anything more about Turbo. There's no words for that bloke. You know, between him and Nathan Cleary, they're definitely the top two players in the comp at the moment. And Turbo just keeps going from strength to strength to strength, like 66-0. I know the poor old Bulldogs had half their reserve grade side after they made some, obviously, COVID mistakes.
Mm.
But even so, 66-0 was a massive. And that's the rest of the weekend, unfortunately, there are some massive blowouts. Kimmy, you hate to mention it, but you're in a world of trouble.
Why did you bring that up? Look, I just don't... I can't understand what's going on with the Raiders. They had pretty much their full team back, and I don't know, they just can't get it together.
Look, I think the most disrespect in a game is when your fans start leaving, and, mate, the fans were leaving early the other night, and that's not a good sign for the Raiders. It's just... I don't know what's happening there. There's obviously something's happened either in the off-season or early in the season because everyone had him in their top four, me included. I thought they'd be a top four contender for sure the way they finished last year. They still had basically the same side. And at the moment, they just can't put it together on the field.
I have to say, too, their defence was woeful.
Well, that's what wins your games, isn't it? That's what they talk about now, especially with the way how quick it is now. If you can get your defence right, and that's why we've only seen a couple of close games on the weekend, but every weekend there seems to be these blowouts of who does defend better and who's the fitter team is what's happening with all these new rules.
Yeah, exactly. Now, in round 17 this coming weekend, we've got to play the Sea Eagles, which doesn't look good for the Raiders.
It doesn't look good for the Raiders. I'm not going to say much more there. Guys at all.
And your boys have got a bye because it's that off-week thing.
You will. They won't have Turbo though, so there's one plus for you. That the one man that does make a massive difference is Turbo.
And I think Ricky's boot might be busy this week too.
Yeah, one side we do need to mention from the weekend, which is me and you both have close friends who is a fan. I know it's Queensland, but the Broncos got to win.
Yeah, amazingly, that was a bit of a well. They weren't meant to win that, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. Well, they're not meant to win anything at the moment.
Well, a good win to the Broncos against the Sharkies. All right, Jade, well, another great weekend in NRL, even though the Raiders went down. But otherwise, it was fun to watch some of those games.
I'm happy you're not. You're a Panther now. You've got to move on.
Well, you say I've got to be a Panther. My mate Bruce, who we've sledged on occasion for going for Manly, but now he's like, he won't shut up.
Kimmy, I don't care if you don't support Penrith, but you can't support Manly. That's just
I support the Raiders reluctantly lately, and I'm very pleased for Manly, and I do like the Panthers, so that's where I stand.
Sounds good.
Good on you, Jade. Talk next week.
Thanks, Kimmy.